And Demetrius, congratulations. I'll tell you, I can't think of anybody who will fill, you know, the shoes of our weather people.
Huge
here.
Shoes. let's just be honest. Yeah,
no, I'll tell you, I am so happy for you. You are a genuinely nice, competent scientist, and just an amazing scientist. And Chicagoans love you. Mm-hmm. They know you.
All right. Well, Tom Skilling's blessing of you, Demetrius, is evident. I mean, he loves you.
You're going to make me cry again.
Isn't that great? That is so nice to hear. That congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Tom, the things that Tom said just really threw me for a loop, because, I mean, he and I, we worked together, but when he decided he was going to retire, I wanted his position, but I never asked for his recommendation because we worked together, you know, and it's mm-hmm. just, I just don't think it's right. So I didn't know what he thought about me.
Really?
No. I mean, you know, I had no idea. And he said these things and I'm like, where is this coming from? Never heard. We never talked about, you know, if he leaves, yeah. Anything like that.
First of all, what you see is what you get. He's a sweet man. He's just a genuine guy. And this past Tuesday night, what a send off. And this really does say, and don't lie to me, I mean, like, he really does control the weather. I mean, what a swan song. Like, tornadoes touching the ground
in February. Yes. First one ever in Cook County. 11 across our area.
Oh, my God.
It went, and then it snowed that night. It's literally four seasons in one night.
That's crazy.
I've never had a, I've covered a lot of storms, and I've never had an experience like that one. And I wonder if Tom did either. I mean, at first it was supercells that we were tracking. Then it was a squall line. It was literally like two different events in one.
Yeah, it was crazy. Absolutely crazy. What I really liked about it, though, because I was glued to my set like everybody does. Who doesn't turn on Channel 9 when there's a weather event? And I felt like he kind of gave it to you a little bit. Like, you know, he kind of stood a little bit more in the background and gave you the floor, which was kind of cool.
But at the same time, I think he wanted to, but at the same time, I was making sure that I wasn't talking that much. Tom is the chief, you know. He was the chief, and I wanted this to be, I wanted him to get off whatever he wanted wanted to say.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you like the hail to the chief I put on Instagram?
I still can't say it. I can't say it. I mean, I don't know if I need a psychiatrist or something, but I mean, I have not been able to walk around and say chief meteorologist. I've
sacrilegious. Maybe a year or two.
Yeah, give me some time. I asked Tom how do I get people killed, and he said it's really easy, but that's the next skill I need to learn.
Yeah, that was 45 years there. You know, to do that.
Yes. So here's what we need to do. We need to get an old Warner Brothers cartoon.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My name is Demetrius Ivory. I am the chief meteorologist, and I own a mansion and a yacht.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I did see that post.
There you go.
I did see that
post. Oh, yeah. When I got spammed.
You got spammed, which is always fun. So let me ask you this. So now, do you get a bobblehead?
I might get a Tom. I might get one of Tom's. I don't think so. Okay. They'll probably make they'll probably recycle a Gary Coleman one and sell it as me, but that's about it.
Come on.
Are you keeping the chair?
Interesting
question.
The chair is in the Weather Center, in the Tom Skilling Weather Center.
Thank you, right.
And it's here. So what we're going to do, I think, is, you know, whenever somebody comes, they have to, you know, earn a seat in the chair.
I like that.
You know?
We are keeping
it here.
All right.
Or charge people a contribution to the a charity of their choice
to be able to
sit in the chair and get a picture of themselves in it.
It is a wonderful chair, too. I mean, it's Walter E. Smith, so it's not, you know.
It's the good stuff.
Look at you with the plug. There's sponsor here too. I like
oh
that.
Good yeah they came in and brought it. I'm like, you know, oh, this is good stuff here.
I like it. You know, we usually talk weather sometimes. We talk bourbon, but I really don't know much about you getting into meteorology to begin with. And I know before GN you were in Pittsburgh, Channel 4 Action News. You were at before that WTAE, and then WYTV in Youngstown, Ohio, and then chief meteorologist. So you were in Lima, Ohio, you were chief, right?
Well, okay.
Different market. Okay.
No. Here's the thing. Yeah. I was the only meteorologist at the station.
Oh, okay.
So
you get the chief.
So I got to be chief. It was my first TV job.
Yeah.
First job. The station was in the back of a video store.
No, it's not.
Yes, we didn't have anything. We didn't have a tower cam. I used to. There was a PNC Bank that was the tallest building in town. The guy used to let me go to the top of the building and take a picture driving into work with a digital camera, and then I'd drive into work and literally call it a tower cam shot.
Oh, wow!
Yeah,
wow.
All of my graphics were done with Photoshop.
Wow.
Yes. And this, no, this isn't, you know, the 70s. This is after, this is 2000s.
But this is what kind of, you know, you, when you do things like that, it kind of does prep you for, because you're doing everything. I mean, yeah. You're doing absolutely everything. Right.
It does. I'd even have to record for, because there was no one on the weekend. So I would have to record forecast for the weekend. And if there was a storm, you know, I'd have to say, hey, you know, those storms we had this morning. So you had to get it right, you know, because, you know, because
this
there
guy
was no
works,
one there to change those.
This guy works 7 days a week.
Yes.
He's on the job.
He's
seven
the
days.
Chief.
He's the chief. All right. Ohio State University. But, like, what inspired you to get in all this? That's what I really want to get down to. Like, how old were you when you were like, yeah, I want to do that?
So I was about 10 years old. Yeah. There was a tornado outbreak. And you got a pretty good amount here. It was more Ohio. Well, the first day it was you guys here in Chicago. I was in Cleveland, Ohio. And I was doing a science project on weather. So I was into physical sciences a lot. I mean, I honestly want to thank my mom, because whenever I would do something bad, she would take, you know, TV, radio, toys. And after a while, all I had was encyclopedias and science books.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
So there I go, you know. So I really, you know, kind of fell in love with that. So there was a tornado that obliterated my science project. I ended up failing the project because, you know, the tornado didn't hit me. It was a couple streets away, but the winds were tremendous, you know. And I had, like, you know, like an anemometer that was made out of paper plates and things like that. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't going to last. And then I was just into it from then on. That was a powerful moment. Like, yeah, yeah. I went to school to become a meteorologist. Didn't even think about the idea of being on television. I got the first TV job because I just didn't have a job. I was broke. I was still in my senior year of college, and I was broke, and they were like, well, I mean, I can say it now. They said, we'll pay you $15,000 to be chief meteorologist. And
I'm in.
Oh, what? $9 an hour?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. So I didn't want to be on TV. I had nowhere else to go. So there.
Well, and then over 10 years here, and I mean, under the leadership of Tom, like, since you've been here, it's like getting another degree,
You know, I've been blessed. I've worked with some of the pillars of this profession. There was a guy in Pittsburgh called Joe DiNardo, rest his soul, but I think Joe probably worked 50 years in Pittsburgh. You know, he's the Tom Skilling of Pittsburgh.
Gotcha.
And then worked under Tom, and I just learned, you know, they were geniuses. And, you know, just to watch him work, you know, you could ask him questions, but, and he, you know, Tom, I mean, if you ask Tom a question...
So here's a funny story. I got a funny story. Like, I was bringing some cousins through, like, just a tour of the studios and stuff, and I walked in there and I said, well, we're heading further up north, like, you know, somewhere around Rhinelander or whatever. I said, what does the weather look like? Well, I'll tell you. And it was 25 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But I got everything I needed to know. And my cousins are like, is this for real?
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, he's into this.
Yes,
yeah.
If you ask Tom a question, you are going to be late. So I learned very early on not to ask questions, just to watch his workflow.
Yeah.
And, you know, just how his dedication. And let me say, no one is going to be as dedicated to meteorology as Tom Skilling. I mean, he's literally dedicated his life to it.
It's true. And, you know, it's funny. They're going to repeat that music box event that the Morning News did, I think, on Sunday night at 7. So if you missed it, folks, you can catch it on the old number 9. But I remember Paul Conrad said, okay, hey, Tom, why don't you do the weather for me? We got 20 seconds. And he's like, you know what, Paul? And then all of a sudden, Paul goes, 10. And he just kept talking. He goes, all right, we got to go to break.
And he never got to the forecast. He
never
was talking about how fascinating this is. And he has dedicated himself to it. And, you know, I picked up a lot of things, like how to find different types of information and things like that. Like you said, it's like going to school all over again just to have his bookmarks.
It's true.
I have his bookmarks.
Wow. Wow. I know he was still hand-drawn maps. I mean, really, till the end, right?
Yeah, he does still hand draw maps. As a matter of fact, we have file cabinets and file cabinets of them.
Wow.
And it's just, I mean, the man's work is everywhere. So
incredible. What is this? Dave Plyer, please ask Demetrius what moniker he'd like to be known as on Tuesdays. That's catchy and acceptable. Tuesdays, Ivory Tower of Weather with Demetrius. Oh, it's for the weather thing for Lisa Denshaw.
Oh, Tuesdays, Ivory Tower of Weather.
Ivory Tower. Chief, hail to the chief in the Ivory Tower.
That might be a little too much.
Just a teeny bit. Yeah, I don't want to. I like to sell it low, and then people are surprised when I don't fall on my face. I don't know. We were trying to figure out because, you know, we always did time at 10.
That's right, yeah.
And Mike is obsessed with alliteration for this thing. And I'm like, you know what? You can't use Demetrius. You know, there's no 10. So she's like, well, let's say 10, which is, I guess, in French. Yep. Or French.
I don't know.
Come on.
Pushing that.
I think that's pushing it, right?
Pushing it a little bit.
And then she's like, Demetrius after dark. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That might already be taken.
That's true. It might be. Yeah, be careful for that. Be careful what you wish for. Yeah.
Demetrius and the Weather Jam.
And the...
What? With that voice, he can do it for you.
He can do it. He can sell that.
You can do it.
Oh, come on. I'll be half soprano saying, you can do that.
All right. Your whiskey, your bourbon, your cigar is going to be a little later now, like 11:30, you know.
That is one of those things, you know, one thing that people always ask me, are you nervous to take over for Tom? And I wasn't nervous. I mean, I've done it, you know, when he had gastric
bypass.
There was 4 weeks, you know, so I'm not nervous about that. I was more worried about the life changes. Like, for instance, you know, when you work, I work the midday and the four, you know, your whiskey comes pretty much right around the right time of the day, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, you know,
perfect.
Right? So now I'm like, wait a minute. So I got the whole day ahead of me. All these things that I used to do after work, I can do before work, but that ice cold glass that I had in my hand can't be there.
So it is
a big change there. I will say that, you know, I was watching Tom's last show. I watched it from home. Our bosses asked me to be here, you know, but I said I gave way. I told Tom, I said, you know what? I'm going to watch you from home just like I did when I was a kid. Like, I'm going to watch your last show.
And by the way, just like he's going to watch you now.
Yeah, that's true. now I'm nervous. So I cried like a baby, but I wasn't used to the hours and left the glass half full.
Got it. Perfect. WGN Television 9 Chief Meteorologist Demetrius Ivory. That sounds cool, doesn't it?
That sounds cool. I got to say it. Chief Meteorologist. Someone's got to upset me so I can just look at him and say,
do you know who I am?
I'm the chief. But I'll probably say it with a question mark. You know, I love it. I'm the chief.
I love it. Great talking to you, pal. Congratulations again.
Always a pleasure, guys.